It's feeling very positive. I mean, the reaction was very good round the doors. I remember Newmacher was particularly spontaneously very, very pro-yes. One or two signs that perhaps people were a bit concerned was a young girl in Turriff, I remember, who had a young child and a dog and a nice wee house and not much else. I mean, she was very, very frightened. She said she'd vote yes eventually, but I gave her a hug and she was reassured. But I remember thinking, you can't hug everybody in the country.
And at what point did you know that Scotland had rejected independence?
Oh, the first result from Clackmannan, which I think, if memory serves, it was about 12:30, something like that. It's in the early hours. The first result came in from Clackmannan, the wee county. And it was only the first result. It was 47 yes, 53 no. Quite close, but nonetheless, I felt then that Clackmannan would basically reflect the country because it's industrial Scotland, but it's small town Scotland. I know the area well, and it usually is a sign of how the country's going.
And you said in your resignation speech that the real guardians of progress in Scotland would be the tens of thousands of activists who came out of the woodwork in the great democratic process that we saw leading up to the referendum. To what extent has that come to fruition, do you think?
Oh, totally. It sounds pretty good now because that's exactly what happened in the general election campaign. And I also forecast these people wouldn't go back into the shadows. They would want to stay part of an activated, energised political process. And the reason I'm now convinced that independence is inevitable is because we're a changed country. This is not the same Scotland as went into the referendum campaign. The country that came out was quite different and better.
How close is independence now, in your view, then?
Well, pretty close in my estimation. I mean, timescales are always difficult, but direction of travel, I think, is pretty certain. And that's certain in my... I mean, I've always thought independence has been likely since the advent of the devolved parliament in 1999. I think that made independence a likelihood at some stage in the future. But the reason I think independence is now inevitable, and within a pretty defined timescale, is basically the change in the nature of Scotland, that there are fewer and fewer Scots who believe the nonsense that we're going to be all right under Westminster rule. Fewer and fewer Scots believe the nonsense that the UK Treasury spends its entire time wondering how they can help our country. And fewer and fewer Scots have any confidence in Tory guarantees that they'll honour the provinces to Scotland. So under these circumstances, an activised, energised, politicised nation is on a route, in my view, towards independence.